Trying to get a charge into Dixie. Wind blowing strongly from right field. The pitch. Breaking pitch low. Ball two. So Robertson looked like he had everything going for him against Peterson. Suddenly faltering against first Sechrist and then Roberts. 2-0 pitch. Fouled off the catcher. Ball is strike one. Loose. Dinged a little bit on the mask on that one. Sechrist is not getting much of a lead over there. Not even the length of his body. Very cautious lead at first base. But you don't want to run yourself out of a big inning potential. 2-1 pitch coming up to Mark Roberts. Robertson comes to the plate. Fastball chopped off to the right. Cook diving after it. Can't come up with it. It falls just short of the fence. So Roberts didn't get around on that one at all. 2-2 pitch. Mark Roberts from from Taylorsville High School. Keep wanting to say Bingham. So many of the Roberts clan from a different family has come out of Bingham. Fred Roberts, of course, with the Milwaukee Bucks. The hit, the pitch gets away. Curveball, and it'll be a wild pitch. Looked like it hit Roberts on the bounce. But I think it would be declared a dead ball at that point. So ball three, that moves Sechrist up to second base on the wild pitch. That's the second one of the day on San Jacinto North pitchers. Gordon Jolly wants to talk to Mark Roberts now. 3-2 pitch coming up. One man out on the called strike. Sid Smith on deck. And Dixie trying to generate the comeback. San Jacinto scored the first seven. Dixie scored the next six. Then San Jacinto scored one. It's 8-6. San Jacinto North. 3-2 pitch. Hit to left field and deep. That's going to be at least off the wall. Ricochets around third base. Coming to the plate will be Dixie. On to second base is Roberts with a double. Roberts, fifth RBI of the day. Sechrist scores. And it was set up by the wild pitch. 8-7. RBI to Roberts. Lined it off the left field fence. There is a section of signs up on the high off the left field fence. It's a short porch down there, 302, that were moved from dead center field when they put up the green background to make it easier on the hitters. They were put above that. If those signs weren't there, that would have been a home run. Instead, it's a double for Roberts. So Roberts, 2-for-5 on the day. 3-for-5, I should say. At the plate, Sid Smith with a tying run on at second base. Smith, line to center field. Diving for it is Broussard. The attempt is second base. Roberts is back. So Broussard grabs the line drive in center field for the second out. And Mark Tolbert to the plate. So Dixie hitting some shots off of Robertson, and the bullpen gets busy again for San Jacinto North. 8-7 the score. And Tolbert, who has two doubles in four trips to the plate, at the plate. Mark Roberts, a tying run on at second. The pitch by Robertson to the plate, fouled off the catcher. And that one hurt. Right off the mask. And loose, fell back into the umpire. That one started the bells and the whistles. Luce could hear a few things that time. Foul ball on Tolbert. On deck, Corey Meredith, who singled his last time up. Tolbert, 2-for-4 on the day. Leading home run hitter for Dixie with 18 on the year. Top of the eighth inning. San Jacinto North 8, Dixie 7, and the Rebels are staying close. Luce allowed to walk that one off a little bit. That one hurt. I think he'll take a couple of pitches from Robertson to see if he sees just one baseball coming to him. Luce, I think, will be okay. He is an outstanding-looking catcher. Defensively, a very good catcher. Rifle arm. Roberts on at second base. In the bullpen, two pitchers down there. Tony Spears and Chris Rimmer for San Jacinto North. Wayne Graham has gone through his number two starter today, brought back number one starter, David Evans, on a relief effort. And has gone to his number three starter, Richard Robertson, today, already against Dixie. 8-7, the pitch. Line down the third base line, they say foul. The umpire standing right there says foul. Tolbert would have been running forever, and the fans didn't like that, but it was right in front of the umpire. Gordon Jolly was waving Roberts home. Jolly thought it was fair, but it was right there. It was a good drive by Gordon Jolly. Two strikes on Mark Tolbert. And Robertson hasn't fooled anybody except Kelly Peterson thus far. Timeout called by San Jacinto North. San Jack North, their sixth consecutive appearance in this tournament. And I guess their most famous graduate is Roger Clemens. Interesting. Roger Clemens from San Jacinto North, and he's good buddy with the Red Sox. Bruce Hurst is from Dixie. Now, Chip Barris. Apparently, Chip Barris has been kicked out of the ball game. Barris has been arguing with the umpires. And the umpire at second base has told Barris to get out of here. Barris has been on him, and Barris has been... Umpire bumps Chip Barris a little bit. Barris is still upset. He'll get off the field. And Barris apparently has been on the umpires today. And Chip Barris is still angry. He'll come over behind the dugout and gets a hand from the Grand Junction fans. The fans of Grand Junction, and this is not a sarcastic hand. They're rooting for Dixie. So Barris will walk clear down to the auxiliary bleachers, apparently, down the right field line. And Marty Haney goes out to coach. 0-2 pitch to Tolbert. Swung on? No, it wasn't. It was outside. Looked like he was going to swing. Pulled it back. One ball, two strike count. Tying run on a second, Mark Roberts. Top of the eighth inning. Dixie trying to come back against the number one team in the nation. Richard Robertson. The question still is, you have six outs to get San Jacinto North, too. Mark Tolbert at the plate. Tolbert, right-handed hitting first baseman today. 1-2 pitch. Lifted high towards the left field stands. It may drift out of play. Broussard over, trying to catch it. In foul territory, gets it. That ends the inning, and the San Jacinto fans are happy. No runs, or one run. On one base hit, the double by Roberts, a man left, and at the end of 7.5 innings of play at San Jacinto North 8, Dixie 7, back in 60.
The hours.
Dixie has clawed their way back from a 7-0 deficit, down now 8-7. The difference now, the extra run scored, when Scott Bethea reached on an infield single, and then the error on Page to put two men on, and eventually... the RBI on the ground out by Dan Robinson. And that's the difference right now. Robinson has the lead RBI. The flag has finally been taken down in center field. It was threatening to be torn down, I believe, by the wind. Paul Allen trying to shut down San Jacinto North. The lead off, top of the order. Randy Brown bounces the curveball. Ball one. Brown, Blake Doolin, Dan Robinson do up. San Jacinto North looking for a cushion, any cushion they can get right now. Dixie trying to keep San Jacinto North at bay. Take one more shot at it. Allen, pitch, just misses low. Ball two. Cannot afford to give San Jack anything. 2-0 count coming up to San Jacinto North. The pitch. Outside, ball three. 3-0 count. To Randy Brown, leading off the bottom of the eighth inning. Allen to the plate. Call strike on the corner. 3-1 pitch. Grand Junction fans would like to see the upset. I'm not sure they're going to get it today, but they'd like to see it. 3-1 pitch to Brown. Line to left field. Corey Meredith standing right there for the first out. So Brown not fooled for a second time, but that's twice that Corey Meredith got in front of it. One man out, and Blake Doolin to the plate. Bethea lined one to center field, and Reed Sechrist almost misjudged it into a double, instead grabbed it for the out last inning. Paul Allen now has retired five straight batters. Blake Doolin to the plate. Hit down the third baseline, battled by Peterson. Grabs it, up, fires, does he get his man? They call him safe. And Mark Tolbert, they rule that Tolbert pulled his foot off the bag. And it's the same base umpire that Dixie's been on all along. Marty Haney wants to talk. It cost Mark Tolbert an infield single earlier, and now it's cost the base runner. Will it be an error? Will it be an error? Does it go to the first baseman or the second baseman or third baseman? It'll be counted as an error. I think they'll count that one on Peterson because it was the throw, and Tolbert pulled his foot. Went on, a man out. The pitch to Robinson. Curveball bounced at the plate. Ball one. So a man on, one man out. And again, it's the same base umpire that ruled Mark Tolbert out in a controversial play, and this time ruled San Jacinto safe. The pitch. Ball two. And who threw Chip Barris out of the ballgame? 2-0 count. To Dan Robinson, Roger Luce on deck. Allen to the plate. Call strike. 2-1 count. And to be honest with you, the second pitch looked more like a strike than that one. This one looked like the ball, and that one looked like the strike. That may have been a gimme. Get even play. It's a 2-1 count. Closed stance. Right-handed hitting. Dan Robinson has a home run to his credit today. Two RBIs. Allen coming to home to first base. Backstanding, walking easily is Blake Doolin. One man on. A man out. It's an 8-7 lead. San Jacinto North, we're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Allen to first base. And they call the balk on Allen. And now Paul Allen wants the explanation. And it's the same umpire again. So a balk. And Gordon Jolly wants the explanation. And the fans don't like it. Paul Allen trying to get an explanation from the umpire, and that umpire is just... Now Gordon Jolly waved out to talk with the umpire. Close, anyway. I think what they're ruling is Allen stepped more towards home plate than he did towards first base. Now Gordon Jolly talking with the umpire, and Jolly, same umpire, three critical calls. Three critical calls, each one of them against Dixie. And now the umpire to go to give the explanation to Allen of what took place, saying he stepped towards first base and not towards first base. It might be a good call anyway, but the fans don't believe it, and you can hear the feelings. Gordon Jolly appealing to the home plate umpire. The base umpire walks away. Whether it was or not, it's coincidence that the same umpire has been involved with three key calls at first base. Each one of them has gone against Dixie. Plus, he's thrown out the assistant coach for Dixie. That may have been earned. We'll wait and see. Bottom of the eighth inning. 8-7 lead. San Jacinto North over Dixie. Now a man in scoring position. Only one man out. And a 2-1 count on Dan Robinson. Dixie has helped their San Jacks cause along. Fastball, foul straight back. Strike two. But the Grand Junction fans, at least the ones on this side of the stadium, are rooting for Dixie. There are a lot of non-concerned fans out there just enjoying the baseball game. But Dixie has been involved with two of the most exciting games of the tournament, no question. Into the stretch, Allen looks back, comes to the plate. Hit on the ground to the second baseman. Page drops it, can't come up with it. It'll be an error, Robinson will reach. Giving San Jacinto another life. Second error of the day on Page. Moving on to third base is Blake Doolin. Two men on and Roger Luce to the plate once again. And Dixie digging a hole again. They'll have a long ways to come back in the ninth inning if they... Can't stop San Jacinto here. So Dan Robinson reaches for the second time on an error. Only has one hit on the day, but has scored two runs and has two RBIs. Roger Luce, who has walked three out of the four times he's been to the plate, reached on an error the other time. Allen to the plate. But in the air. It will drop foul. No, they say foul. Foul ball, and San Jacinto is upset. Peterson threw it wild to home plate. Key call. It looked like Peterson had reached across the foul line to grab that, and they call that a foul ball. Loose. Tough call. Wayne Graham is upset, and San Jacinto's fans are up. From our angle, it could have gone either way. It did look like Peterson reached across the foul line to grab it, then threw wildly to home plate. That would have really stirred things up. So a break for Dixie. Strike one on Loose on the bunt foul. Almost grabbed in the air by Peterson. One man out. Two men on. Men on first and third. Dixie trails by one. The pitch calls strike two. Chad Broussard on deck. And you can hear the fans. It's definitely a predominantly Dixie crowd now. They can sense the upset of San Jack North as a possibility. Allen to the plate. 0-2 pitch. Hit on the ground to the shortstop. Roberts can't come up with it. A run is in. That's an unearned run. It will be a single. The ball thrown by Meredith behind the runner, but overthrown. Loose gets his first single and gets an RBI. And once again, Copeland will run for Loose. 9-7. That's an unearned run. And Chad Broussard to the plate. Still only one man down. Men on first and second now as Robinson just went to second, and that was it. The two-run cushion now. And set up once again the error on third baseman Kelly Peterson. Pulled Tolbert off the bag on a controversial play at first base. The balk helped set that one up, but in spite of that, an error by the second baseman had two men on. And now the ground ball adjusts the loose. Mark Roberts for the single. Roberts dived for it to try to keep it in the infield. Meredith hustling kept Robinson at second base. So men on at first and second. Robinson at second, the designated courtesy runner. Copeland at first. The pitch misses. Ball one to Broussard. Chad Broussard. Chuck Foster on deck. San Jacinto North, unless they can rally for a lot of runs in this half of the inning, will have to go a full nine against Dixie. Double steal, and they'll steal it easily. Around the bunt was Broussard, and I believe that'll go. Let's see if they count that as a strike or a ball. Double steal, Robinson, and Copeland. So Copeland gets a stolen base. Robinson gets a stolen base. That's five on the day for San Jacinto North. Two men in scoring position, and Dixie will have to pull in with only one man out. Chad Broussard at the plate. And it looks like it's a 1-1 count. Allen to the plate. Lifted foul, driven foul, but way foul. So 1-2 count coming up to Broussard. Only one man out. Dixie has left San Jacinto in this game too much. Too many mistakes against the number one ranked team in the nation thus far. And Dixie will have to put on at least a two-run rally in the ninth inning if they can stop San Jack now. Allen into the stretch, looks at third, comes to the plate. Broussard grounds it foul to the right side. Off the end of the bat. On deck, Chuck Foster, who has been a calm 0 for 4 today, but did score a run, reached on a fielder's choice, stole a base, and eventually came around to score ahead of Feeney's three-run homer. Allen has given up a run in the sixth and a run in the eighth. That's the difference right now in the ballgame. The pitch. Looking for the called strike. It wasn't there. Ball two. San Jacinto had a 7-0 lead. And the two late runs by San Jacinto, taking advantage of some Dixie mistakes. There is a ball out on the field in left field. Ball pitch, low, ball three. Now there's a timeout. Has to be a timeout. Corey Meredith went over to get it. It was a ball that was thrown wild out of the bullpen. Warming up down there now is number 21, Jesse Hollins for San Jacinto. 3-2 pitch coming up for Chad Broussard. First base is open. Dixie cannot afford to make any more mistakes. 9-7. Bottom of the eighth inning, San Jacinto North has led throughout this game. Dixie has had to come from behind time and again to come close. Into the stretch, Allen to the plate. chopped at the plate. That will go foul. Count holds. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Broussard, 1 for 3 with a run scored and 2 RBIs today. Bases loaded, 1 out, single. In the first inning, got San Jacinto a lead that they have not relinquished. 9-7, San Jacinto North with the lead. Allen has gone all the way for Dixie. Once again, news, weather, and sports will follow this broadcast. Into the stretch, Allen coming to the plate. Hit high and short. It's going to be a tough play. Back is Roberts. Grabs it, going behind, looking back over his shoulder. And the wind helped that one. Broussard looked like he got more into it than he did. Flied out to the shortstop, and Roberts, running away from the infield, grabbed it and was helped along by the wind. 2 men out now. Chuck Foster to the plate. Men on second and third remain, and now the infield can drop back. Chuck Foster is 0 for 4 today. Dixie trying to escape with just the 1 run scored now. Allen into the stretch. The pitch to Foster. Inside and low. Ball 1. Allen's strongest inning, the 7th. Here in the 8th, wouldn't have been bad. Has not really been hit hard that late in the ball game since Tim Feeney's 3-run homer. The pitch up high, ball 2. Feeney on deck. 2 men out. Bottom of the 8th inning. San Jacinto North would like to get a little more cushion before they face the final 3 outs for Dixie. Because Dixie has roughed up their pitching today. Allen into the stretch, looks at third base, comes to the plate, breaking pitch, hit on, high bouncer over the head of Peterson. That will score at least one. Here comes Copeland, he'll score easily. A throw into second base, and so the 1 bounce. Foster got the high bouncer over the head of Peterson, and what goes around comes around. It was a high bouncer by Peterson over the head of Robinson that got the 2 runs in, and now it's an 11-8 score, or 11-7 score. As Robinson scores and Copeland scores. And the man on the first base is Foster. 2 RBIs. So Dixie does not escape. The pitch to Feeney. Going on the play. The throw down. Stolen base. And Chuck Foster with his 2nd stolen base of the day. Man on second again. And San Jacinto North just trying to open things up in a hurry against Dixie. 11-7. 4-run lead. And the mistakes have cost Dixie. All 3 of the runs in this inning are unearned. Dixie should have been out of this inning. Feeney at the plate has the 3-run homer. The pitch, fisted off to the right side, will fall out of play. Strike 1. 1 ball, 1 strike count. Nope, correction, that's an 0-2 count. It was a called strike on Feeney on the first pitch. 0-2 now. Or 1-2. Looks like a 1-2 out there. I only have 2 pitches. They have it listed as a 1-2 count on the scoreboard. Now, yeah, there it is. Now it says 1-1. Correcting the scoreboard. It's a 1-1 count on Feeney. Now they've got to correct on the scoreboard. 2 men out, a man on second base. Next pitch, outside, ball 2. 2-1 count to Feeney. On deck, Jamie Cook. Paul Allen trying to close things down. No relief action for Dixie. Allen's the ace right now. The pitch hit on the ground to Roberts. Roberts comes up, throws him out at first base, and that ends the inning. But not before 3-run score. All of them unearned. 3 runs on 2 base hits. A man left. And at the end of 8 complete innings of play, it's San Jacinto 11, Dixie 7 back in 60.
For those of you who are already experiencing the friendly...
11-7, San Jacinto North with the 3 runs in the 9th inning, all of them unearned, has the lead. Some of the fans starting to leave right now. Only 3 outs left, and Dixie begins with the bottom of the order. They have 4 runs to get back to begin to send it to the bottom of the 9th. 5 runs if they want to go to the bottom of the 9th with a chance to win at this point. Richard Robertson, the pitcher. Corey Meredith, the first batter, calls strike at the knee. 3 outs for San Jacinto North to be matched up with Brevard of North Carolina tomorrow night and send Dixie to an elimination game at 12 noon. Next pitch, inside, almost hits him. One ball, one strikeout. Chad Erickson on deck, Mike Page. After that, Dixie needs to plate four runs to keep alive in this game. Robertson, the pitch. Grounded hard towards third base. Robinson short hops it. It's a fair ball. Robert Meredith will turn and head towards second. No. Indecision. Going to be hung up between second and first. The pitch. The ball is thrown away from the first baseman. Kostelvich. Meredith had a chance to go on to second base. Maybe chose the wiser portion. Let's see if they give him a hit or an error. Tough short hop. If he had gone to second, I'm sure there would have been a hit and an error, but it looks like it'll go as a hit. We'll wait and see. So Meredith begins things. Chad Erickson on deck. And they'll count that as a base hit for Meredith, his second of the day. Robertson to the plate. Low with the pitch. Ball one, and the fans are in it. Okay, everybody, all together now. Quote Yogi Berra, it's never over till it's over. Nobody out. Bottom of the ninth, or top of the ninth inning. Ball two on the pitch. And the fans are starting to get into it. In fact, there's a few that are rumbling the stands, a la the Brookdale, New Jersey fans. Stomping. 11-7. San Jacinto with the lead. Ball three inside. Mike Page due up next. Erickson has walked once today. Two men warming up seriously in the bullpen. Erickson, ball four. Erickson on. Meredith moves to second. Robertson. Has walked another man. Robertson has been a little on the wild side. And Mike Page, who has two walks on the day and a single, one for two. Scored a couple of runs. Wayne Graham may be making some defensive adjustments. We'll wait and see. I don't know. The defense has been stalwart today. Graham going to the mound now. And let's see what the decision will be. Whether he'll pull Robertson out now or not. Three outs to get. Graham apparently giving some instructions to Robertson and Luce, pointed at his chest just a little bit, and I'm not sure exactly what that was all about, except you have a four-run lead. You can afford to just rear back and fire at this point. 11-7, Dixie with men on first and second. Dan Robinson at third base is tying his shoe as now the second base umpire realizes it. A broken shoelace on Robinson at third base. Has to redo his shoe. Robertson was ready to make the pitch, and Robinson was down on one knee with his glove off and fumbling furiously with his shoelace. Timeout was called. Robinson trying to get the shoe to work properly. Now everything's okay, but there's a little hunk of shoelace right over there by third base. At the plate, Mike Page. Men on first and second. By way of the single, infield single, the pitch, called strike, and the walk. Erickson on at first base. Marty Haney giving some instructions to Erickson. He can get a pretty big lead. Cook playing way behind the runner. Page up high with the pitch. Ball one. One ball, one strikeout, and Robertson struggling with his control. Great big kid, 6'3", a sophomore. Into the stretch as Robertson looks at second base. To the plate. Up high. Ball two. Robertson obviously coming in a little too straight on his follow-through. And everything's riding high right now. 2-1 count to Mike Page. Nobody out in the ninth inning. The pitch. Call strike two. Hesitation call by the umpire. But it looked like a good pitch all the way. 2-2 pitch. Robertson looks back at second, comes to the plate. Calls strike three. No, they call that strike two. It was only a three ball count. So it's now a full count. So it looked like a called second strike. 3-2 pitch coming up. Nobody out. Robertson to face Mike Page. The pitch. Hit on the ground. Right back to Robertson. Wants to go to second for one. Back to first base. Too late. Tripping across the bag is Page. So one man is out, but Meredith is on third, and Page made it. Fielder's choice. And Erickson erased from pitcher to the shortstop. One man down. Dixie has two outs to work on. But four big runs to overcome to tie this game. 11-7, San Jacinto North, the number one ranked team in the nation, trying to make it 58-9 on the year. 57-9 right now. Leonelli at the plate. Stumpy little right-handed hitter. On at first base is Page. Around the bunt, fake the bunt is Leonelli. They call a strike. Peterson, Sechrist, Roberts to follow. They'll need them all if they're going to come back in this game. One man out. Robertson. The pitch. Up high. Ball one. Leonelli, not that big. Only 5'7", 165. It hits the ball hard. 1-1 count to the right fielder. Ball. No, they call out a strike. Home plate umpire, and the fans don't like that one. 1-2 count on Leonelli. Looked like a good pitch, though. Right there at the knees. 1-2 count to Leonelli. Kelly Peterson on deck. Peterson is 2-for-5 today with a two-run single. Robertson to the plate. Breaking pitch, misses high. Luce trying to coax that one into the strike zone, couldn't get it. Top of the ninth inning. San Jacinto North is the home team. So if they get Dixie out without four runs scoring, they win. The pitch. Muscled off the fist. Foul down the right field line. 2-2 count. It holds. Cook chasing it. Couldn't. Had no help of getting back to. No hope of getting back to get that. As it stands now, we'll be on the air tomorrow at 12 noon. Dixie versus Wabash Valley. And it's a survival. From that point on, if Dixie rallies, they play tomorrow night at 7:30. Robertson into the stretch, to the plate. Fouled off to the right side. Leonelli hanging in. 2-2 count holds. Only one out. Top of the ninth inning, but four big runs. Without the three runs in the ninth, the tying run would be resting at third right now. Instead, the tying run has yet to come to the plate. Robertson into the stretch. The pitch to Leonelli. Inside, ball three. Dixie has stranded quite a few runners today. 2, 4, 6, 8, 11 runners have been stranded today by Dixie. San Jacinto has had a few stranded also. 11-7 the lead. The pitch, 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Two men out. Robertson with his second strikeout. And Dixie has one out left. To generate four runs, Kelly Peterson, who was called out on strikes last time, comes to the plate. Pitch up high, ball one. Peterson at 2-for-4 today. Two singles, two RBIs. The pitch to Peterson. Calls strike at the knees. Good pitch. 1-1 pitch. Reed Sechrist on deck. It'll be lefty versus lefty if they get that far. The umpire waves the Dixie bench back in. They're standing a couple of strides out in front of the dugout trying to cheer on their teammates. San Jacinto North determined to win their fourth national championship. Come in as the team to beat. 1-1 pitch. Low ball two. Reed Sechrist due up next. Sechrist has struck out twice, walked and singled. Peterson had six straight base hits before they finally got him out. Pitch fouled off the fifth. Straight back. 2-2 count. Dixie down to one strike. Kelly Peterson. Dixie has been a comeback team. They've shown a lot of heart to come back against the number one team in the country. But too many fielding mistakes have dug too big a hole thus far. Can they survive? The pitch by Robertson. 2-2 pitch. Lined into right field. Base hit. A run will score. And Peterson limps to first base. So Peterson gets his third single of the day. Gets the RBI. End of score will be Meredith. Make it 11-8.
Marty Haney wants to talk to Gordon Jolly. Do you want a pinch runner for Kelly Peterson? Yes. Peterson will come out of the ball game, and Sterling Harris will pinch run. Sterling Harris from Ben Lomond High School, wearing number 18 on his back. And Peterson gets a round of applause. Going to second base is Mike Page. So now the tying run is at the plate, and it's in the person of Reed Sechrist, left-handed hitting center fielder. Sechrist has struck out three times, walked once, singled once, scored twice, made some good plays in center field, including great play on a misjudged line drive. Sterling Harris, timeout called by San Jacinto North, as Luce wants to go out and talk to his pitcher, Richard Robertson. Dixie has battled. They have scrapped throughout the year. They have won the hearts of the Grand Junction crowd, partially because they're from Utah and they're the closest thing to a local team. And partially because a lot of fans have been upset about an arrogant attitude of San Jacinto North. The pitch misses. Ball one. Mark Roberts on deck. And Roberts has five RBIs today. Sechrist. One ball pitch from Robertson. Call strike. No question. Shadow's starting to get a little late in the day. Two strikes left for Dixie. Robertson, 1-1 pitch coming up to Sechrist. The pitch, called ball, just missed. It's been an adventure with the home plate umpire today, no question about that. Sechrist, 2-1 pitch coming up. Men on second and first. The pitch, called strike two. And once again, it looked like that was more of a ball than the one that was called a ball previously. 2-2 count. Sterling Harris, the pinch runner, on at second base. Pissed it down the third base line. Foul. Little drop foul. Sechrist hanging tough. Robertson has two strikeouts today. A lot of cheering from the stands for Dixie College. 11-8, the lead. Dixie has the tying run to the plate, but it's a long ways to go, and you have one strike left to you to keep things alive. 2-2 count to Reed Sechrist. Trying to keep it alive for Mark Roberts. Robertson. Richard Robertson, long time, looking in at that catcher. On at second base, Mike Page. He reached on the fielder's choice. On at first, Sterling Harris, running for Kelly Peterson, who singled in the first run of this inning. The pitch, 2-2 pitch. Up high, ball three. You send the runners, no question. Marty Haney saying, get the best jump you can. Reed Sechrist on a 3-2 pitch. There go the runners. The pitch, lifted foul down the third baseline. Dan Robinson gives chase. Does he have a chance? No, into the stands. And it just keeps drifting. Count holds, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Reed Sechrist, number 2 home run hitter on the year for Dixie. With 14, Mark Roberts hit his 13th today. The grand slam that gave Dixie a chance at this game. 3-2 pitch to Reed Sechrist. Richard Robertson, the drama of baseball. Sterling Harris on at first, Mike Page on at second for the Rebels. Dixie trying to come back, timeout called by the home plate umpire. Sechrist requested it. Now the mental game. The mental game that goes on. The outfield playing relatively shallow. They want to get it back into the infield as soon as possible. Everyone runs. High, ball four. The go-ahead run comes to the plate. Third walk of the day by Robertson. Moving on to third base is Mike Page. On to second, Sterling Harris. Reed Sechrist on at first, and Mark Roberts to the plate. Roberts, grand slam home run, got Dixie scoring started. Then singled in, or doubled in, the 7th run last inning. Roberts, the team captain. Tying run is now on at first base. Full windup by Richard Robertson. The first pitch to Roberts. High, ball one. Sid Smith on deck. High and inside. Wayne Graham is coming out. This may be the last of Richard Robertson. Graham has used four pitchers today. Will he use five against a very scrappy Dixie College team? Graham points to the bullpen. And to come in is number 21, Jesse Holland. Holland, the third pitcher of the day, will come in. Holland's wearing number 21 on his back. Will come in for San Jacinto College. Let's take a brief 30-second break. San Jacinto North 11, Dixie 8, two out, top of the ninth inning, and the bases loaded, back in 30.
UnCapital Bank customers know us as the friendliest bank in town.
11-8, the lead. Remember, hang on, we'll have news, weather, sports, Earl Nightingale immediately following. What a day on a Memorial Day. And then we have the San Diego Padres tonight. May not have much time for music between these two ball games, but it's been a day. Bruce Hurst, St. George native and Dixie College grad, will be on the mound for the Padres tonight. And Roger Clemens, old school, San Jacinto North, the team here. Jesse Holland, big right-hander, 6'3", 195 pounds, has a 4-1 record on the year, and is a freshman. Holland's in to pitch. Try to get the last out. So Wayne Graham is serious about this ballgame, no question. He doesn't want this one to get away. Tying run on at first. One ball count on Mark Roberts. Now, for the scoring purposes, no matter what happens to Roberts, he'll belong to Holland. If he'd had two balls on him and then was walked, that walk would belong to Robertson. Got that? Or if he'd had two strikes on him and then struck out, that strikeout would belong to Robertson. But Robertson just delivered the first ball. Everything belongs to Jesse Holland as far as Mark Roberts. Everyone else, though, belongs to Richard Robertson. 11-8, the three-run lead, the tying run on at first, one ball pitch. Up high, ball two. Sid Smith on deck. Can Dixie do it? It's been a long one, but it's been a wild one. Holland, 2-0 pitch to Roberts. Low, ball three. 3-0 count. The first base umpire needs to come and talk with a home plate umpire about something. I'm not sure what the situation is. Apparently, there had been a timeout call, so it's only a two-ball count. And once again, the first base umpire is involved. Once again, it's the first base umpire who's involved again. Two-ball count. That was no pitch. And Gordon Jolly is now feeling that that first base umpire is the marked man. And the fans in Grand Junction are giving whoever is down there at first an earful. Four key calls. What may be key calls. And so instead of a 3-0 count, it's a 2-0 count to Mark Roberts. And the fans are on the first base umpire. Somehow called it home plate. Mark Roberts. At first base, Reed Seacrest. Three-run deficit. Ball three, just missed low. Just missed. And that may have been a make-good. Johan Tops, I guess it is. Toppy. Strike call. Johan Toppy, I guess, or John Toppy. John Toppy? John Toppy is the first base umpire. 3-1 pitch to Mark Roberts. Holland fires. Line to third base. Base hit. Here comes one run. Here comes two. Will they send Seacrest? Yes. The relay to the plate. Seacrest dives. He's out. San Jacinto wins. San Jacinto wins. Perfect relay, and San Jacinto wins 11-10. As Seacrest Gordon Jolly made the call to send him home. And loose on the great relay, Roberts doubles home two. The tying run was headed to the plate, and Sechrest thrown out at home plate on the perfect relay from left fielder Broussard. 7-5-2, and the ball game ends. Let's take a brief break. We'll be right back.
Rise the time to buy a new GM.
Back at Grand Junction, Colorado. So 3 out of the 4 runs score, and inches away from the tying run score, and Reed Sechrest is thrown out. 7 RBIs today for Mark Roberts. 2 doubles, a home run. Sechrest, and it took a perfect relay throw from Broussard to Robinson to the catcher, Luce. And then Luce had to apply the tag. And just inches away from tying the ball game, Dixie drops it, 11-10. And so Dixie will play Wabash Valley of Illinois tomorrow at 12 noon instead of the evening game. San Jacinto North of Houston, Texas will remain undefeated and will move into the championship bracket against Brevard of Florida tomorrow evening at 7:30. One more game tonight will be Iowa Western versus Northeastern Oklahoma. But as the team came to the sidelines, and specifically as Gordon Jolly came over, the Grand Junction crowd behind the first base coach or dugout of the Dixie College Rebels gave Gordon Jolly and the team a standing ovation. It took guts. You can talk about judgment, maybe a misjudgment on Gordon Jolly's part to send Sechrest, but he challenged the arms and challenged the defense, and San Jacinto North had to rally to do it. And the case was just amount of defense today. Dixie committed 6 errors. San Jacinto North made the most important play of the day stand up on the relay throw to get Sechrest trying to score from first on the double by Mark Roberts. And that ends the ballgame. Final score, San Jacinto North 11, Dixie 10. And the Dixie Rebels have won the hearts of a lot of fans here in Grand Junction, Colorado. This does not end the World Series for Dixie. They play tomorrow against Wabash Valley at 12 noon. Into the stands. It's hard around that play. Cook. Count holds. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Feeney back on first base on the foul ball. One man out. San Jacinto North with a 3-run lead. The difference, Tim Feeney's 3-run home run. In the bottom of the 3rd inning. Allen to the stretch. Looks at first. Comes to first. Back is Feeney. Feeney saw that one coming. Grand slam home run by Mark Roberts has brought the crowd back in this game on Dixie's side. Allen into the stretch, comes to first base again. Feeney back in, standing up. Cook, little cat and mouse right now. The drama of baseball. What do you do? San Jacinto would like to put Dixie away. They thought they had him. Going is Feeney. Base hit? No. Lined right at the second baseman, Mike Page. He's going to run over and get it unassisted at first base. So Mike Page, an unassisted double play, and that time they ran themselves right out of it. Line drive to Page, who trotted across the first base bag. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Correction, one hit, Feeney. And at the end of 5 complete innings of play, San Jacinto North 7, Dixie 4, back at 60.
Get in on the...
Couple of quick working left-handers, and we've had a lot of runs score, and it's still moving along pretty well. Chad Erickson, designated hitter up, lead things off, and Mike Page. McCarty just misses inside. Tough call. Just missed on the fastball. McCarty wanted that one. So did Luce. Dixie has started the comeback. Fastball off the fist. Strike one. Straight back. 1-1 count to Chad Erickson. Erickson's big enough and strong enough. His bat's not quite as quick as Mark Roberts and Tolbert and a few of the hitters a little higher in the order, but there is potential there, and Erickson is strong. No question about it. 1-1 pitch to Erickson. Change-up, curveball. Swung on a missed strike, too. So McCarty
We've seen four runs of that 7-run lead disappear on the Grand Slam home run. Trying to work on Erickson. Page, and then we go to the top of the order, Leonelli. Breaking pitch in the dirt. Ball two. 2-2 pitch to Chad Erickson. San Jacinto North, as we mentioned, everybody, if they haven't picked San Jacinto, they're picking an upset. Fastball just missed. Ooh, just missed. Full count on Chad Erickson. And the fans are definitely feeling the momentum swing to Dixie. Fastball outside, ball four. First walk of the day given up by McCarty, who struck out four. Man on, and coming to the plate is Mike Page. Page, who singled to lead off the last inning and was the first runner to step on home plate for Dixie on the grand slam by Mark Roberts. And on first, coming to first base is McCarty. Back easily is Erickson. Erickson, about 6'5", reserve tight end on the football team, so he can move pretty well also. McCarty coming back to first base, back in, standing up is Erickson. San Jacinto wondering if there might be a bunt on. Dixie, will they try to get the runs back one at a time? They're three runs down, though. Page takes, ooh, just misses. Ball one. I thought it was going to be called a strike. Been wondering how come those have not been called for Paul Allen pitching. Now they're not being called on Scott McCarty. Wayne Graham wants to talk to his pitcher. McCarty apparently a little rattled. Top of the sixth inning. He's gone quite a ways. And here comes the reliever. So McCarty, that's as far as he goes. One ball count to Mike Page. Chad Erickson belongs to McCarty. McCarty has given up four runs, all of them earned. Gave up nine hits, struck out four, walked one, threw a wild pitch. Has one ball count on Mike Page. And the new pitcher will be Jamie Ogden, right-hander. Ogden also plays the infield. Ogden, Jamie Ogden. In as the pitcher. And while we're having this time to warm up, let's take a brief 60-second break. The score in the midway through the sixth inning, nobody out, man on. San Jacinto North 7, Dixie 4, back in 60.
There are great savings at Sprouse this week on Nintendo and Nintendo games. Right now, Nintendo is only $99.97. That's the lowest price ever offered. Sprouse has received a fantastic supply of games and all at terrific savings. Zelda or Link for $34.97. Summer Quest for $37.97. And many more to choose from. The kids will enjoy hours of summer fun with Nintendo. So stop by Sprouse in the St. George Commercial Center and enjoy the great savings on Nintendo and Nintendo games.
Have you picked up your own Club Mac card yet at McDonald's? If you haven't, you'd better hurry. There's a whole bunch of savings you're missing out on. For instance, with your own Club Mac card, you can get a car wash at Dixie Lube for only $1.50. How about a lube, oil, and filter with 5 quarts of oil at just $14.95 at Nelson Phillips 66? And there's even more specials waiting for you at Rent-A-Video in St. George. So don't wait any longer. Hustle on into either St. George McDonald's and just ask for your Club Mac card.
Southern Utah's Sports Authority. Dixie's 890 KDXU.
Jamie Ogden, a six-footer, looks taller than McCarty. He's listed at 6 foot. He looks almost as tall as Luce when they get together. One ball count on Page, and Ogden on his first pitch makes it ball two. Page will not belong to McCarty. Erickson does. One man on, nobody out. 2-0 count on Mike Page. And Dixie trying to rally, trying to come from behind against the number one team in the nation. Fastball misses inside. Ball three. More warm-up action beginning down in the bullpen. David Evans, first game starter, starting to loosen up now. Jamie Ogden, listed as an infielder also. Muscular young man. Looks at Erickson. Not a big lead by Erickson. About a 4-foot lead. Pitch to the plate. Outside. Ball four. And Page is on. He's taking all away. Moving on to second is Erickson. First walk for Ogden. And only the second walk of the day for Dixie. The first one was Erickson. Potential tying run to the plate now. Chris Leonelli. Leonelli has hit a couple of shots, but finishes 1-for-3 at this point. Leonelli lined one off the glove of the shortstop, Scott Bethea. The official scorer ruled it an error because he got a glove on it, but it was a hard shot. Singled as the second runner, batter up last inning, and was the second runner to score a Mark Roberts grand slam. Two men on now. Tying run to the plate. Chris Leonelli, 7-4. San Jacinto fake the bunt, call strike. Diving back into second base as Chad Erickson is loose. Threw it down there. Leonelli, normally a pretty good little bunter. Strike one on Leonelli. Gordon Jolly, emphatic. He's giving the signs down at third base. Do you look for the bunt again? Nobody out. Two men on. Dixie with a chance to rally. Chris Leonelli, little right-handed hitter. Ogden looks back at second base. Around to bunt. Leonelli ball outside. 1-1 count, so the bunt is still on. 7-4, San Jacinto North leads. Top of the sixth inning. The difference, the three-run homer by second baseman Tim Feeney. San Jacinto still looking bunt, although the shortstop and the second baseman are back. The second baseman cheating a little bit towards first base. Cook and Robinson are in. Around to bunt. Leonelli outside. Ball two. And Ogden having a tough time to on finding home plate. Evans is getting serious. Pitched seven innings the other night against Cochise. He's throwing hard now. He's the ace of the staff with a 16-1 record. As it stands right now, if San Jacinto would win this ballgame, McCarty would end up as the winner. Dixie trying to change that right now. 2-1 count on Leonelli. He's shown bunt each of the first three pitches. Around to bunt again. Bunt over the head of Ogden. It's going to be a base hit. Right between everybody. Poor bunt, but a great infield single. Leonelli bunted it right over the head of the charging Jamie Ogden. And the bases are loaded. As you can hear, the fans are into it now. And to the plate, Kelly Peterson. Peterson with six straight base hits to begin this tournament has been on an excuse-me swing, grounded out to the first to the pitcher. Then looped a fly ball into right field that Feeney made a courageous catch on. And now Peterson. Bases loaded. Nobody out. And Ogden will go into the full windup. Kelly Peterson. Fastball. Misses outside. Ball one. Kelly Peterson. 6-for-8 in this tournament. The hot stick, the third baseman. Bases loaded. Fastball, low, ball two. And Jamie Ogden having control problems. In relief of Scott McCarty, the tying run on at first base, Chris Leonelli. He's not getting very far off of first base right now. He can get almost as far as that first baseman. The wind, the fire, fouled off to the right side, off the screen. Ogden throwing hard. Peterson didn't get around on it. Unbelievable bunt by Leonelli. Poor bunt. It didn't get done what he wanted to get done. It got something better. Peterson, 2-1 pitch coming up. The pitch high, very high. Ball three. Can Dixie do it? Against the number one ranked team in the nation. And the odds-on favorite to win this tournament. And San Jacinto and nine other guys. That's the way it's shaped up. 3-1 pitch. Call strike at the knees. And the Grand Junction fans weren't too happy. San Jacinto fans loved it. 3-2 pitch. Nobody out. The bases loaded. Dixie trails by three. The pitch. High bouncer over the third baseman. Peterson is on. In comes one run. Broussard to the plate with a throw. Too late. Two-run single for Kelly Peterson. Erickson scores. Mike Page scores. A high bouncer over the head of third baseman Dan Robinson. And on his second base is the tying run. Peterson, two RBIs. Leonelli on at second base. The go-ahead run on at first, and still nobody out. Top of the sixth inning. Amazing performance by the Rebels. Ogden out there, and Wayne Graham looks a little heated as he's talking with his pitcher. That's all for Ogden. The first run will count to Scott McCarty, so McCarty will finish having given up five runs, all of them earned. The next run belongs to Jamie Ogden. And Ogden has given up two hits. He didn't fool anybody. And walked one batter. Now David Evans, the first game starter. And he can fire. Evans into the lineup. He'll face Sechrist, Roberts, and Sid Smith. Calculated risk. By Coach Wayne Graham. Let's take a brief 30-second break. 7-6, San Jacinto North with a one-run lead. The Dixie rally. We're in the middle of the sixth inning. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Dixie rally. First seven runs went to San Jacinto North, but the next six have come in the last two innings by Dixie. And the Rebels have proven that they can hit. The difference right now is some fielding mistakes by Dixie, and you can't afford to do that. Evans on the year, 16-1, has struck out 130 batters in 114 innings, and has on the year a 1.77 earned run average coming into the game Saturday night against Cochise, but gave up two runs there. That'll change that a hair. So Evans, the ace of the staff, Wayne Graham, doesn't want this one to slip away. Against the upstart Rebels of Dixie College. But Dixie still, nobody out. Leonelli on second. Kelly Peterson after the two-run single on at first. The tying run on at second. Sechrist swung on and missed strike one. So Evans going right after Dixie. Reed Sechrist has a single and a run scored to his credit last inning. One strike pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. Sechrist struck out the first two times he came up against McCarty. Evans. Good easy motion and he can fire. Men on at second and first. The pitch. High. Ball one. On deck is Mark Roberts, the man who is the hero of the moment with the Grand Slam home run to put the jolt into Dixie. San Jacinto, hoping to get out without using much pitching, now has to go back to their number one starter. 1-2 pitch, fouled off to the right side. So Sechrist hanging tough, the freshman. 7-6, San Jacinto North leading Dixie. And what looked to be a lock on San Jacinto North to move on to the championship bracket looks less so now as Dixie has rallied in each of the last two innings. Four runs last inning. Two runs this inning thus far. Still nobody out. 1-2 pitch. High, ball two. Top of the sixth inning. The Rebels trying to get the lead. The tying run is at second base. The go-ahead run at first. Kelly Peterson. Gimpy with that bad leg. That's a pretty good leadoff. Cook is way behind him. 1-2 pitch. Swung on a miss. Strike three. First out. And the San Jacinto fans get excited. So Evans strikes out the first man. He can throw heat. No question about it. Good live arm. He signed a letter of intent to play for the University of Miami in Florida. A perennial power. Although they have won the national championship before. Mark Roberts, fastball outside, ball one. Evans is just coming at him with heat. This may be a case of Evans just being used briefly because warming up is Richard Robertson, left-handed pitcher in the bullpen. And Robertson has been an outstanding pitcher this year also for San Jacinto. 11-1 coming in. That's outstanding, yeah. One ball pitch coming up to Mark Roberts. Just misses outside, ball two. Roberts is 2-for-3 with four RBIs. You guessed it, the Grand Slam. Evans into the stretch. 2-0 pitch to Roberts. Fastball high and outside, ball three. Evans one pitch away from loading the bases. Paul Allen has had plenty of rest. The question is now, Allen has had two good innings against San Jacinto. Into the stretch, Evans, one man out, men on second and first. Pitch, call strike. Roberts taking all away. Evans, at 6 feet three, 182 pounds, almost a perfect build for a pitcher, a la Jim Palmer. In fact, his motion reminds you a little bit of Palmer. A little more broad-shouldered than Palmer, not quite as slender, although he is anything but heavy. Roberts, 3-1 pitch. Fastball, swung on and missed. Strike two. So Evans, in a relief appearance. One of the questions will be, will he go any longer with Evans? Will Wayne Graham do it? Trying to get out of this, trying to change the momentum. 3-2 pitch to Mark Roberts. Fastball, fouled straight back. So similar to Sechrist, Roberts hanging tough, but obviously Evans is throwing harder than anybody else they've had out there. Although Ogden was firing the ball well, he just wasn't getting it in the strike zone. He could throw it hard. 7-6. San Jacinto North out in front of Dixie, one out, top of the sixth inning. The pitch, 3-2 pitch, fisted towards the shortstop. Leonelli, no, Feeney will grab it at second base, safe at first. Feeney grabbed it at second base, so fisted by Roberts. On by way of the fielder's choice, Leonelli didn't know whether it was going to fall or not. He moves on to third. And the question was, Feeney, hanging on at second base, was Peterson. Peterson thought that Feeney may have missed it. So the second baseman on the fielder's choice gets Peterson for the second out. And on at first is Roberts. Leonelli would still count. To Ogden, two men out, and Sid Smith to the plate. Men now at first and third, and the tying run just 90 feet away. Paul Allen warming easily along the sidelines. Sid Smith at the plate, two men out now. Roberts at first, Leonelli, 90 feet away from tying this ball game at third base. Cook will hold Roberts on. Now do you have Roberts running? Dixie has not been a base-stealing team that much. Swung on a miss, strike one by Sid Smith. So Evans is just rearing back and firing. Good, solid pitcher. Has had the best pitching performance in this tournament thus far. No question about it. The first night against Cochise. Fastball outside. Especially when you figure what Cochise has done in the next two games. Cochise scoring 17 runs yesterday. And nine more today. Evans kept him to a measly two. Into the stretch. 1-1 pitch. Up and in. Almost hitting. Ball two count. 2-1. Mark Tolbert on deck, who has consecutive doubles and consecutive innings. 2-1 pitch coming up for Sid Smith. Roberts on at first. Leonelli on at third. Smith choking up just slightly. The pitch. Fastball. Fouled off the catcher's mitt. No, I guess it wasn't. I guess it just went off of Luce's mitt. It looked like it was just foul tipped off the mitt, but the umpire did not give the signal that it was a foul tip. So it must have gone off of Luce's mitt. 2-2 pitch. Roberts moved on to first base. That'll go as a pass ball. Or on to second base. So a pass ball on the catcher. Roberts moved on to second base. So a break for Dixie. The go-ahead run now is at second base. 2-2 count on Sid Smith. It was not a foul tip. Evans into the full windup. Fastball misses inside, almost hits him again. Full count. The go-ahead run at second base now for Roberts, and Evans will work out of the full windup. Tolbert on deck. Sid Smith battling the ace of the San Jacinto staff. Fastball chased and missed. Grabbed by Luce. He tagged him out. That's the end of the top half of the sixth inning, but not before Dixie puts two runs on the board on a couple of hits. Strands a couple of batters, and at the end of five and a half innings of play, It's San Jacinto North 7, Dixie 6, back in 60 seconds.
Right now is the time to buy a new GMC truck from Newby Buick. You can still choose interest as low as 2.9% or cash rebates on most models. Newby Buick has a large inventory of pickups, Suburbans, or vans. You'll be surprised at the selection of engines available to meet your driving requirements for work, play, or everyday driving. GMC also offers a wide range of transmissions. So while rebates or low interest financing is still available, stop in Newby Buick and take a test drive. Newby Buick, 391 West St. George Boulevard.
See the business team. Because we all make mistakes. Tri-State Office Supply carries all colors of corrective fluids. See the business team. And a big selection of typewriters with self-correcting features to avoid such needs. Walk through Tri-State Office Supply and you'll see many items to make your daily work much easier and more effective. So don't make a mistake. Come to Tri-State, where taking care of business means taking care of you. See the business team on 36 East Tabernacle. See the
business team. Southern Utah's Sports Authority. Dixie's 890 KDXU.
7-6. San Jacinto North still has that lead, and the difference is still Tim Feeney's three-run homer, but it's now Feeney instead of the other two runners. The difference. Dixie had the bases loaded, able to get two runners in, and it took the ace of the San Jacinto North staff to come in out of the bullpen and strike out two out of three batters to get Dixie out. To lead off the bottom half of the sixth inning, shortstop Scott Bethea. He's grounded out to the second baseman, grounded out to the shortstop in his two times up. Paul Allen trying to keep it scoreless. Misses inside with a fastball. Ball one. 7-6. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. No matter what happens, San Jacinto North has been in a ball game at this point. One ball pitch. Call strike. Breaking pitch on that corner. 1-1 pitch. Paul Allen has had some time to rest. And now things are getting back close to even. Breaking pitch, fouled off the fist, over behind the San Jacinto dugout. Good crowd. Not a packed house, but close. 1-2 count on Scott Bethea. The pitch by Allen. Ground ball to the first baseman. Backhanded by Tolbert. Trying to get to Allen. He's going to not get there in time. Diving in at first base is Bethea. Bethea dives head first in at first base. Got to be a base hit. Tolbert backhanded it beautifully. Allen was late getting off the mound. It should go as an infield single. Got to go as an infield single, I would think. I would say that, and then we'll wait and see. 2-4-6. That's the seventh hit of the ball game. So the first runner is on by way of a fielding mistake, and Dixie has helped San Jacinto along with the defense today. Playing in close is Kelly Peterson. Randy Brown at the plate, low with the pitch. Brown has driven it deep to left on a fly ball, singled, and walked. So he's 1-for-2 on the day. Right-handed hitter, Bethea on at first base. The pitch, call strike. 1-1 count. Peterson pulled in. Shortstop and the second baseman back. Peterson anticipating a possible bunt. San Jacinto needs a cushion now. Allen to the plate. Hit off the end of the bat. Trickler towards second base. Page will have to make a good throw. Will not be able to make it. Two men on, and once again, a fielding mistake. Page had a shot at it. It was just away from Paul Allen. So another infield single. And two men are out. And you cannot do that against San Jacinto North. Two men on, and you put the hits end-to-end, and they wouldn't reach right fielder Chris Leonelli. One backhanded beyond first base and one picked up by Page on the grass in front of second base and just couldn't make the play. At the plate is Blake Doolin, the designated hitter. Two on, nobody out for San Jacinto. 7-6 lead for San Jack. Around a bunt, called ball. As he pulled it back, one ball count. Paul Allen has had to work out of a lot of heavy heavy situations in this game. Has not always worked out of them all. 7-6. Allen goes to first base with the throw. Tolbert holding Randy Brown on at first base, even though there's a man on second base. Trying to keep the man at first from getting a big jump on a case of a bunt. Brown bunts. It will go foul. Strike one. Foul to the right side. One ball, one strike count. San Jacinto wants a cushion. Scott Bethea over. Wayne Graham, emphatic with what he was saying to Scott Bethea. Bethea, just a good, solid ball player. Heady ball player. So he mentioned his father is an assistant coach at the University of Texas. I'm not sure if Bethea has committed where he's going to go, but you can bet that he'll probably end up at Texas if his dad remains there as an assistant coach under Cliff Gustafson. Into the stretch, Allen to the plate. The bunt right out in front of the plate. Allen cannot go to third. Finally throws to first base and gets the man. Mark Tolbert standing in the way of the throw. Had to duck. Pumping once was Allen, and well, almost had another mistake. So on to third goes Bethea. On to second is Randy Brown. And out number one on the pitcher to the second baseman covering first. Blake Doolin is out on the sacrifice. At the plate, Dan Robinson. Robinson has scored twice. Solo home run reached on the error on a what probably was a tough play for shortstop Mark Roberts, and eventually scored the second run of the ball game on Chad Broussard's single. Gordon Jolly now talking to his infield. One man out. Question, do you want to walk Robinson? I don't think that's going to happen. Robinson has the home run, but last time grounded out to third baseman Kelly Peterson. So he's 1-for-3. An RBI, 2-run score. 7-6, but San Jacinto North threatening again. One man out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Dixie has rallied to get 6 of the 7-run lead back. Allen will stay in the stretch. Everybody pulled in now. They want to cut that run off at the plate if they can. Pitcher at the heart of the order, Dan Robinson, third baseman. The pitch, swung on, hit on the ground to the shortstop. Coming to first is Roberts. The run will score. So Robinson will get the RBI. Hit the grass and slowed it up enough to where the wise choice was to come to first base. So the run scores. And much as the second inning, San Jacinto North generated that run. Moving on to third base is Randy Brown. Two men out, and Roger Luce, the catcher, has reached three times, twice by walks, once by the error on the shortstop. So he's 0-for-1. Allen into the stretch, comes to the plate, bounces the curveball. Ball one. Roger Luce. It's 8-6. San Jacinto North now with a run scored. Paul Allen trying to keep it right there. Question is, will Evans pitch? And yes, he will. He'll pitch another inning. Warming up along the sidelines now. Stretch to the plate. Allen misses. Ball two. Broussard on deck. San Jacinto North. Solid ball club. Into the stretch. Allen to the plate. Just called strike on the corner. Allen's been down. Hasn't missed out much at all. The one he did miss up on, Feeney Park. Robinson took a low pitch and just lined it into left field. Second pitch, next pitch, no good. Ball three. Roger Luce at 6-4 has a pretty good strike zone. But he has walked twice. 3-1 pitch coming up to Luce. Allen, breaking pitch, skips into the plate. Ball four. And for the third time today, Luce has walked. That's the fifth base on balls given up by Allen. He's only struck out one today. So a little shakier performance than usual for Paul Allen. Chad Broussard at the plate. Once again running is Robert Copeland. Do you have to look for the steal? That's a possibility. Tolbert will hold him on. Paul Allen will be very much aware of the man on at first. Broussard has a 2-run single in the first inning. Reached on the fly ball drop by Chris Leonelli that scored ahead of Feeney's home run. Then tapped out to the first baseman last time out. So he's one for three. The pitch to Broussard, up high, ball one. Bad news if you start missing up high. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. A lot of things have happened in this ballgame. By the way, this is the first of a semi-doubleheader that we have tonight. San Diego Padres versus the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. Let me double check. I'm not sure if that's the Phillies or not. I'll have to check with Jeff Wall. Bruce Hurst will be on the mound tonight, St. George native. To the plate. Breaking pitch. Just misses outside. Ball two. Sid Smith tried to coax that one across the plate and could not get it. 2-0 pitch to Chad Broussard. Hitter has the advantage right now. Man on third, man on first. Broussard. Sid Smith wanted that one badly. Ball three, just missed again. 3-0 count on Broussard. Chuck Foster on deck. San Jacinto North trying to break things open again. They've done it once in this game. Dixie came right back. Allen into the stretch. Looks at first, comes to the plate. Breaking pitch, call strike, has to be. Broussard started to swing and then realized it was 3-0. Pull back. 3-1 pitch coming up. Allen has thrown a lot of pitches in this game. A la Mark Tolbert in the first game. The pitch. Breaking pitch in the dirt. Ball four. Sixth walk on the day for Allen. Broussard on at first. That moves Copeland up to second. Loads the bases again. And to the plate comes Chuck Foster. Foster reached on a fielder's choice. Grounded into a double play. And flied to the right fielder his last time up on that diving catch by Leonelli. So he's 0 for 3. Did score a run. After he reached on that fielder's choice, Feeney followed with a 3-run homer. 8 to 6. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Allen into the stretch. Looks all the way around. Bases loaded. The pitch hit high to right field. Leonelli will have to come a long ways. The wind's holding it up. Leonelli has it. That ends the inning. Bases loaded. That hit stands everyone. One run in, though. On two base hits, both of them of the infield. Three men left. No errors. And at the end of six complete innings of play, it's San Jacinto North 8, Dixie 6, back at 60.
If you're looking for great deals in southern Utah, then you'd better pick up your Club Mac card at McDonald's. By having your own Club Mac card, you'll receive discounts at various merchants. For instance, get a free medium Coke with the purchase of McDonald's new country-style McChicken sandwich and fries. Save $4 on adult admission to Lagoon. Save 10% on any labor at Bicycles Unlimited. But these are just a few of the bargains. Hurry into either one of the St. George McDonald's and just ask for your own Club Mac card.
There are great savings at Sprouse this week on Nintendo and Nintendo games. Right now, Nintendo is only $99.97. That's the lowest price ever offered. Sprouse has received a fantastic supply of games and all at terrific savings. Zelda or Link for $34.97. Summer Quest for $37.97. And many more to choose from. The kids will enjoy hours of summer fun with Nintendo. So stop by Sprouse in the St. George Commercial Center and enjoy the great savings on Nintendo and Nintendo games.
Southern Utah's Sports Authority, Dixie's 890, KDXU.
Top of the seventh inning, change on the scoring on Mike Page's play on the infield, on Randy Brown getting on base. That was ruled as an error on Page, even though he didn't throw it. They ruled that as a error of omission. So Brown reached on an error. Only one hit last inning, that infield hit, where Allen didn't cover. And that's the extra run cushion right now given to David Evans. Evans will stay on the mound. Mark Tolbert will begin things. Top of the seventh inning. Fastball hit towards the third baseman. Brown through his legs. Brown comes up, fires to first base. They get him. And Chip Barris is going to go nose-to-nose with the first base umpire. San Jacinto got the break that time. Tolbert slid into first base. And Barris is arguing right now, and you can tell the fans didn't like that one. Robinson, battle, as we mentioned. He usually makes the play, but not cleanly. And Barris still talking. Out. Third baseman to the first baseman. Tough call. And Corey Meredith coming to the plate. Meredith, 0 for 3 on the day. Slide to the center fielder last time up. Grounded to the second baseman. Line to the second baseman first time up. Fastball swung on a miss, strike one. Evans is just overpowering at times. Chad Erickson on deck. 8-6, the lead for San Jacinto. Fastball up high, ball one. Wayne Graham probably does not want to waste too much time with Evans here. But he wants to win every game. It's easier to go in as the team undefeated than it is with one loss trying to win the national championship. Fastball line through the second baseman. Feeney couldn't come up with it. Will they count that one as an error? It was hard shot. Or will they count that one as a hit? Anyway, Meredith is on. One man on. Close to having two men on. They're waiting now for the scorer's decision. And the first base umpire is still getting some boos. Chad Erickson at the plate. One man out. Takes the fastball high. Ball one. So Dixie, unlimbering, still no decision out there, I don't think. Who counted as a hit until we hear otherwise? Evans into the stretch. One ball pitch. Fouled straight back by Erickson. Erickson walked his last time up. And eventually scored. Robertson still loosening up in the bullpen. So Meredith spanks that one right through Feeney. Feeney tried to backhand it and couldn't quite get there. One man on, one man out. Erickson at the plate. Breaking pitch. Swung on a miss, strike two. Erickson's struggling in this tournament so far. Erickson 0 for 4 the first ball game is officially 0 for 2 with a walk this time and a run scored. Chad Erickson, the number 8 hitter, Mike Page on deck. They're going to call it a hit. Okay, it'll be chalked up there eventually, I think. There it goes. 12th hit of the day for Dixie. 8-6. San Jacinto North leads. Leading off is Meredith. Pitch to the plate. Foul tipped into the catcher's mitt. Strike three. So that's out number two. And the third strikeout by Evans since he's come on. Mike Page, the second baseman. Man at the plate represents a tying run. Mike Page, top of the seventh inning. 8-6. Dixie has battled San Jacinto North. The loser plays tomorrow at noon. The winner plays at 7:30 tomorrow night. Evans to the plate. Breaking pitch outside. Ball one. Luce didn't even wait on that one. He knew that one was outside. Not by much, but he knew it. Ball one count to Mike Page. Meredith on at first base. Evans into the stretch. The pitch. Fastball up and in. Ball two. If Page gets on, Leonelli's the next man up. David Evans. Pitched 7 strong innings. Saturday night against Cochise. Going is Meredith. Inside pitch. The throw down. Meredith fields it. Surprise, surprise. Meredith on the run. Lewis had a poor throw. It skipped into the shortstop's glove behind the bag to the third base side. But first stolen base for Meredith in this tournament. Puts him at second base. Ball three on Mike Page. Leading off at second is Meredith. Calls strike on that corner. 3-1 count coming up for Page. Now a man in scoring position. Mike Page. Slightly closed stance. Ever so slightly. Almost straight away. Right-handed hitter. Has a little spark in his bat. Ball four. And Page walks for the second time. That puts men on at first and second. First walk of the day for Evans. Third for Dixie as a team. Two of them came last inning. Page has two of the three. Each of the pitchers has walked one batter now. Chris Leonelli to the plate. Leonelli has singled twice. Reached on a hard hit ball that was ruled an error on the shortstop. Grounded to the first baseman unassisted. Scored a run also. So he's 2 for 4. With a run scored. Tying run now rests at first base. Mike Page, two men out though. Dixie has stranded a lot of ball players. Into the stretch, David Evans looks back at second, comes to the plate, fouled off to the right. Chris Leonelli. 8-6 lead for San Jacinto North. Wabash Valley will get the loser of this game tomorrow. The winner will face up with Brevard of Florida. Whirling is Evans, firing to second base, back in easily is Meredith. On his stomach, but easily on his stomach, if you will. Wind is still strong. It's been consistently strong out of the right field. Chris Leonelli. One strike pitch. Fouled off to the right. Just chopped at the plate. 0-2 count on Leonelli. The Judge Memorial grad wants to get right after it on the year. Leonelli, good base, good hitter, 339 coming into this tournament. Went 1-for-4 the first day. He's 2-for-4 today. Leonelli. At the plate, 0-2 pitch from Evans. Fires, called strike three. And the Grand Junction fans didn't like that one. That ends the top of the seventh inning. Dixie Strands 2. No runs on one base hit. Two men left on. At the end of 6.5 innings of play, it's San Jacinto North 8, Dixie 6, back in 60.
Harmon's has an excellent variety and selection for your family, George.
8-6, San Jacinto North leads going into the bottom of the seventh inning. By the way, stay tuned immediately following this ball game. Well, hopefully we'll be able to get Gordon Jolly up here rather rapidly and can talk with him briefly, but we'll be going right to news, weather, sports, Earl Nightingale right after. And we have the San Diego Padres this evening. Bruce Hurst will be on the mound for the Padres, so be listening. At the plate, Tim Feeney, who has the 3-run homer. Ball low on the breaking pitch, ball one. Feeney, Cook, and Bethea, bottom three in that batting order for San Jacinto North. Allen Wines comes to the plate. Hit high and into left center field. Meredith has a beat on it, but looking right into the sun. High, fly ball, caught. So Feeney got way under that one. But that's the sun field this time of the day. Meredith parked under it. Coming to the plate now is Jamie Cook. Cook singled and scored his first time up, flied out, then lined into the double play his last time up on a hit-and-run situation. Ball low. As Feeney was running, the line drive taken right off the ankles by Mike Page, who ran over and tagged first base. Cook hit it deep to center field. Back goes Sechrist. It hangs up in the wind. Now he's circling, coming forward, and Sechrist grabs it. Wind helped that time. So Cook gets under it. Two men out, and Scott Bethea to the plate. Now, Allen did have a 1-3-2-3 inning, and that was in the fifth inning when Feeney singled and then the line drive double play. The only 2-1-3-2-3 innings that Dixie has had in this tournament, Allen's been on the mound for. Scott Bethea, two men out, bottom of the seventh inning. San Jacinto North, 8, Dixie 6. And Paul Allen. Trying to make it 1-2-3 this inning. The pitch. Line drive to center field. Sechrist standing right there, misjudged it, and then had to jump and grab it. It carried. Sechrist jumped up and grabbed it in his webbing. The line drive for the third out. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. 8-6 San Jacinto North after 7 complete innings of play, back in 60 seconds.
Harmon's has an excellent variety and selection for your family needs. From the best in meats, poultry, seafoods, and specialty cheeses in Harmon's meat department to toys, lights, and decorations in the hardware department. Harmon.
Fourth pitcher to be used for San Jacinto North as they lead this ball game 8-6. They go back to the southpaw. This time, Richard Robertson, a 6'3", 170-pound left-hander. And he can wind and fire. 11-1 on the year. Earned run average of 2.85, so he's a good one. San Jacinto North just keeps running pitchers right at you. Dixie, two runs down, six outs left to them to try to get that back. San Jacinto North. First batter up is Kelly Peterson. Call strike on that corner. Peterson doubled in the two runs last time. So he's 2-for-4 on the day. 6-for-8 for the tournament. Kelly Peterson, right-handed hitting third baseman. Breaking pitch, taken off. He shoots tops, hit towards the third baseman, foul. Strike two. 0-2 count. Robertson at 6'3", looks like about 6'8", as long as arms as he has. Actually looks taller than Evans, and they're both listed at 6'3". Big gangly left-hander. Looks like a somewhat shortened version of Dennis Rasmussen of the Padres. Close stance for Peterson. Leans back on that back foot. 0-2 pitch. Misses inside on the breaking pitch. 1-2 strikes. Once again, immediately following this game, we hope to have...